Welcome to the Manifest With Me podcast. I'm your host, Kira Dickinson, and I'm here to remind you that anything is possible. My mission is to show you that your dreams are a lot closer than you think, and there's no limit to what you can accomplish when you simply get out of your own way. Let this be your space to transform your mindset, reset your energy, and manifest all that you desire. If you're looking to live a happy, fulfilled, and abundant life, then you are definitely in the right place. Hello, hello. Happy Wednesday or happy whatever day it happens to be for you right now. I am sending much love and positive energy to you all, wherever you guys are at in this world, wherever you guys are at in your manifestation journeys. Just know that this is not a coincidence that you're hearing this episode today. And for that, I am so grateful that we are able to connect. So my beautiful friends, today I want to talk to you all about some of the most common fears that I see are holding people back from living their dream life, from manifesting their desires and creating the reality that they know they want. Like, I talk to a lot of you guys over Instagram, you guys are in my DMs, or when I am meeting up with you guys in person, when I'm talking to other friends who are on their manifestation journeys, it is like one or at least one of these fears that is blocking you in some sort of way. And so I am here to help you guys become aware of that fear, help you guys clear it, help you guys heal it. But before we do that, I would love to share some manifestation success stories. All right, so the first manifestation success story is from my dear friend Julia. And so basically, Julia and her boyfriend happened to get together to do this couple's vision boarding exercise a few months ago, which I also, side note, highly recommend doing with your partner if you have one, or even like a best friend. I think that could be super fun. But basically, I remember a few months ago after she did it, she called me and told me all about it. She was telling me how much of a great time it was, how fun it was, especially to see like how aligned her and her boyfriend were on certain goals, but also just to be able to see some of her desires just externalized on this beautiful Pinterest board. I know that whenever I make a vision board, it's just like so fun to look back and be like, oh my God, yes, 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 feeling inspired. Okay, but anyways, this is about Julia. So fast forward to now, Julia was telling me how her and her boyfriend ended up booking flights to Poland for this Christmas. So exciting, you guys. And she was telling me all about how freaking affordable and cheap they were relative to how much they usually are. Like, I can't remember the exact number, but I think she was saying round trip from LA to Poland, tickets were like around $500, which I was just like, what? That is so freaking wild. So that itself was really exciting. But the best part was that she was telling me she just so happened to be looking at some of her old vision boards the other day, including the one her and her boyfriend did together. And that is when she realized they actually manifested it all along, because on her months ago vision board, they had images representing them taking their international trip together in Europe. So I'm just so freaking happy, so excited for them. And side note, I also find that I'll come across a vision board that I did months ago or years ago and be just like so incredibly surprised and grateful that so many of those things ended up manifesting in ways that I just could not have imagined. Okay, so the next manifestation success story that I want to share with you all is something that happened to me literally today, which was I was reflecting on my relationships with people in my life, you know, my friendships, my community, et cetera, et cetera. And overall, I was just feeling so grateful for all of the love and support that I have with the people in my life. But also something that I realized was that I was like, okay, Kira, like, you don't really have that many content creator friends, like especially within the personal development or spiritual space. And so I was like, oh, that would be nice, you know, to connect with other like-minded creators who are like trying to do big things, like amplify their voices, amplify their messages, and really trying to help people on a larger scale. And so this past week, I had put this desire out into the universe to just start building relationships in a community with other purpose-driven creators and you guys. I think it was sometime around last week that I got a DM on Instagram from a lovely gal named Michelle, who we had actually been following each other for a bit on Instagram. And in the DM, she told me that she was actually going to be in LA for the week and would love to meet up if I had the time. And so of course I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I would absolutely love that. I mean, I had already loved my relationship with Michelle on Instagram and all her content. And so today we finally met up. we went to this cafe, got tea, went to lunch, and just had this amazing, beautiful time talking about everything from our school backgrounds to our content journeys to our dreams and aspirations. And I was just so grateful for that experience because we could really connect to and relate to each other on so many different levels. And honestly, her story inspired me so much as to what other types of content I want to explore next. So you guys, there are potentially some YouTube videos on the horizon. I'll keep you guys updated. So we shall see. But also, what's really interesting is that currently the new moon is in Scorpio, the sun is in Scorpio, and for me, that's in my house of friendships and communities. And so it kind of makes sense that I'm starting to see things happen here. I'm starting to see things come to light. I'm starting to be aware of these new desires, to be called to develop these deeper, genuine connections with others. So I feel like that was all just like perfect timing and the universe showing me what amazing people there are out there and what amazing relationships I'm being called to create with others. So with that being said, those are this week's manifestation success stories. If you guys have any stories that you want me to share on any future episodes, please do not be shy, you guys. I love hearing your stories. The community loves your stories. Please, please DM them to me on Instagram. My Instagram is at kira.mov. Or my information is in the show notes below. But I always love hearing from you guys. I love chatting with you guys. When you guys send me a story, it honestly makes my day. I'm always like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And I just love like hyping you guys up. So anytime, slide into those DMs. All right, friends, now let's switch gears because what I first want to talk about is where the inspiration for today's episode even came from in the first place. So, life update. I also posted this on Instagram and I might have mentioned it. I think I did mention it in the last podcast episode, but in case you guys are new here, then I just have to share with you guys that I literally just got back from New York City this past Saturday night. Yes, Saturday night. So I went out to New York for a hot 24 hours to shoot a campaign for Samsung, which was so fun. Yes, gals, I am a Galaxy girl now. But as amazing of an opportunity as that was, I'm just gonna be super real with you all. I was experiencing so much freaking anxiety leading up to this trip, okay? Like my brain was anxious about everything, starting with packing for the trip, like, oh, what skincare products am I gonna bring? What hair care products do I need to bring? Should I bring this curling iron? Should I bring that curling iron? All the way down to wondering what I was gonna eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner when I got there. So when my boyfriend was dropping me off at the airport, I started to get, you guys, this like anxiety attack. And I immediately noticed the anxious part of me being like, oh my gosh, I wish I didn't have to go. I'm feeling so anxious right now. It's gonna be such a hassle to get through security, get all my stuff ready, get on the plane, blah, 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 blah. I have to get to the hotel, figure out the food, etc., etc., etc. And I could keep going with telling you guys what the anxiety was saying, but after becoming aware of these thoughts and the feelings it was bringing me, I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute. Let's explore what's coming up for me right now. Like, let's take a step back and just be aware of what is arising rather than identifying with the thoughts and believing them to be true. And honestly, you guys might know this by now, but this is like my process always for whenever I have to sit with an uncomfortable thought, a fear, an emotion. We're honestly going to talk about that more today. But as I was doing so, what I did is I basically like pictured anxiety in my mind as sort of this small inner child calling out for attention because, you know, it's scared. I mean, as humans, any change from our routines, our normal, anything that we perceive as a quote unquote big thing is freaking scary. And it can easily trigger us, especially that part within us that is anxious. But what we don't have to let it do, you guys, is hold us back from moving forward. And an analogy that I always like to use is like, imagine that you are in the car. And in the car, you're gonna have a lot of different passengers. And anxiety's outside the car, and you're like, anxiety, let's go. It's time to go. Get in the car. Let's freaking go. And it's like, no, I don't wanna go because we need to figure this out. And I'm scared of this. And your higher self is just telling anxiety, look, We're going whether you like it or not. So you can either get in the passenger seat, put on your seatbelt, and have a comfortable ride inside, or I could just drag you through the streets as you're like outside the car. And so really the point of this is like making friends with your anxiety, listening to it, and making it feel a little bit more comfortable. Because the reality is that like we never really get rid of our anxieties and fears. They're always going to come up. They're always going to get triggered. But how can we handle them? I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but we're going to talk more about that today. And so let me just go back to what I was saying. So in this specific instance, as I would with a child, I just allowed anxiety to tell me all the things it was worried about, all the things that were on its mind. And I just let myself sit with it instead of being like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, I'm anxious, make it go away. The only way it will go away is if I suppress it, or maybe if I just don't go on this trip at all. Which in the past, I definitely would have done. In the past, I have done this so many times. I would have completely pushed anxiety away, or I would have ran from it, hid from it, or I would just go back to my comfort zone. But knowing what I know now, I knew that that was not the way that is going to be best for my growth, my expansion, my highest good. So with that being said, I wanted to do today's episode on some of the fears that we have that, if left unresolved, can hold us back from creating our dream life, from manifesting our desires, and from showing up as the highest version of ourselves, aka what we truly are once we peel back these layers, once we allow ourselves to shine. And this topic, you guys, is so important to me because, you know, my goal, my mission is to help you live in your purpose, live in alignment, so that you can create a life of freedom, joy, and abundance so that you can experience whatever floats your boat, okay? Again, you can be, do, have, feel, experience whatever it is that you desire. But the challenging thing is that when we think about that, when we think about the big things, when we allow ourselves to dream, when we think about our ideal future, it will immediately trigger our fears and limiting beliefs. But the good news is that this is not a bad thing. Because it is something that everyone experiences, and there are so many powerful solutions to this, which we will cover today. And like I was saying earlier, our fears will never go away. And I know that sounds scary. I know that's going to trigger some egos here, but it's true. It is the reality of the physical 3D human world that we live in. So remember, you guys, your soul, your spirit, they chose this life for a reason. They chose this life knowing the ups and downs, knowing the good and bad that you might go through. So I'm here to tell you that fear does not have to be this bad thing. And I'm going to show you guys exactly how to work with your fears so that it does not hold you back, but instead they can propel you forward. And if you don't believe me, you guys, if you're like, okay, well, I want to do that, but like, that's scary. Like, I just want to say, I hear you, I see you, and I know, because a perfect example, you guys, is literally my life. So on my journey to quitting my full-time job, becoming my own boss, stepping into my purpose, manifesting money, doing what I love, I just want to remind you all that this all did not happen overnight, okay? This was not a walk in the park. It was not an easy, breezy, beautiful journey. Okay, you guys, like I had to sift through a lot of shit to get here. I had to confront some really scary, scary stuff in order to get to where I am today. And honestly, I wouldn't have had it any other way, because every single step I had to take to get here required me to come face to face with each of the fears we will be talking about today. And as a result of that, I have experienced what it means to gain strength, what it means to build resiliency, and learn how to show you guys how to overcome these fears. So, if you guys are experiencing fear on your journey, just know that it is a completely normal process, and it is a sign that you are on the right path. Because if you guys were just sitting in your comfort zone being like la 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 la, then fear wouldn't be coming up for you. The reason why fear is coming up for you is because you guys know you were meant for more, and you are actively taking steps forward, whether that's energetically, physically, financially, taking actual action to create this big, beautiful, abundant reality for yourselves. So by the end of this episode, my intention for you is that you become aware of the fears that are holding you back, that you can begin to acknowledge those fears, that you can begin to make peace peace with them instead of demonize them, and you can begin to heal them. Because you guys, we do not need to punish ourselves for having these fears. We don't have to punish these fears for existing. Fears are not inherently a bad thing. Instead, they can be our guides, they can be our protectors, they can be our teachers. They're like the internal warning signals that alert us to potential challenges, because without fear, we might like recklessly charge into a situation that could be harmful or unproductive. So in this episode, we are going to explore how to understand and work with our fears, transforming them from obstacles into stepping stones towards manifesting our dream life. Oh my gosh, you guys, that was very powerful. Let that sink in. So by the end of the episode, my goal for you guys is to help you guys see that your fears are an integral, an important, a crucial part of your growth and transformation journey. All right, so enough of me talking about that. You guys get the point. So let's get into the five fears holding you back from your dream life and how to transcend them, how to heal them. Okay, so the people that I am most called to help, most called to serve, typically have these fears in common. And for each fear, what I'm gonna share with you guys is, you know, what the fear is, what it tends to sound like, and then the result of that fear, like the self-sabotaging behaviors that we engage in as a result of that fear, and then the negative consequence it has on our lives. And I am also going to share how to effectively manage each fear. And disclaimer, how you manage each of these fears is going to be pretty much a very similar process. The underlying way you're going to approach it, the underlying way you're going to think about it is going to be exactly the same, but each of these fears might have a little bit of like subtleties or nuances. So for each fear, I will share some like really specific tips, but overall, you're going to see that like regardless of what fear comes up in your life, you can use the same exact process, same exact approach for anything that shows up in the future, fear-wise. Okay, so fear number one, the fear of failure. Okay, like how many of you guys can relate to this? Like I can just imagine you guys being like, oh my gosh, yes, yes, this is me. And you guys, I just want to make a note that this is a super, super common fear that everyone experiences at some point. So if this is you, if you're like, oh my gosh, I can totally relate, then I want you to know you're definitely not alone. I got you. Okay, we've all been there. We will all experience this from time to time. And basically what the fear of failure is like, it typically tends to get triggered when you have something that is really important to you or that you really, really want. And so you're putting a ton of pressure on yourself to succeed at it and achieve that thing that you want. And what this fear tends to sound like is, oh, I want to start a business, but I can't because what if it fails? What if it goes under? What if something goes wrong? Or I've always wanted to ask that guy or that girl out, but I'm afraid they'll reject me. What if I ruin the friendship we have now? Or, you know, I've been putting off pursuing my passion for painting because I'm scared my art won't sell. What if I can't make a living doing what I love? Or I've always wanted to get in shape and be healthier, but I'm worried about failing to stick to a fitness routine. What if I can't achieve my goals? What if I end up just wasting my time? And when we experience the fear of failure, when we allow the fear of failure in the driver's seat, aka in the power seat, allow this fear to control our life, what happens is that we do not end up taking action on behalf of our desires. We do not end up going towards where we want to go. And this tends to manifest in one of two ways. So you either one, stay stagnant and you refuse to take a step forward, which means that you don't end up doing the thing you want, you don't end up putting yourself out there. Or number two, you go into these like perfectionist tendencies where in an attempt to avoid failure, you put in so much effort over analyzing situations, you put yourself under a lot of stress and pressure, but you still refuse to take action because you're waiting until the conditions are quote unquote perfect and until you know that you won't fail, which I'm sorry to break it to you guys, you will never be able to with 100% certainty control that. So then you end up just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting forever for something that will not come. And overall, the negative consequence of these behaviors is that your desires do not manifest. The thing that you want doesn't end up happening. So for example, I always knew, you guys, that I loved personal development. Ever since I read the book The Secret at, I think I was 16 or 17, I knew that my self-help, my spiritual, my manifestation journey was just beginning, and it would be this lifelong experience for me. And as I went through my journey, I had thought to myself so many times, wow, I want to be the Abraham Hicks for someone. I want to be the Tony Robbins for someone. I want to be the Dr. Wayne Dyer, the Gabby Bernstein, the Oprah, the Deepak Chopra, the Eckhart Tolle for someone. Like when I was 17, these were my idols, you guys, and so many of them still are. But growing up, being taught to believe that you have to work a 9-to-5 to make money, that money doesn't come easily, and that success is only for the lucky few and your passions will only bleed you dry. Of course, you guys, I had a mega fear of failing my family and failing myself if I tried to do something other than go to a top college, graduate with honors, and join a Fortune 500 company. And you guys, I spun myself in circles, working so many jobs that did not fulfill me, telling myself that I could not make it in life as my own boss, telling myself that I needed to suffer through this, suffer through life, through work to make money, only to realize that at age 26, this is not true. That I cannot fail at what I am being called towards. Let me repeat that, you guys. You cannot fail at what you are being called towards. So how I cleared this fear for myself, you guys, and how I finally decided to like make that leap of faith, make that switch, what it came down to was reframing how I saw failure. It was unlearning all my beliefs about what failure and success were and teaching my brain that failure is okay, that you can fail and be safe. Like failure, success, it's all just a social construct at the end of the day. It's something that we have assigned meaning to. And my meaning for failure was, oh my gosh, failure is such a bad thing. And now my meaning of failure is I welcome failure as a sign that I am moving. I choose to fail fast and fail forward. Because you guys, I truly believe that like failure, rejection, closed doors, it's just redirection, okay? It means we're going forward, we're going along the path of life. It's like the universe putting up, what are those things when you're bowling? You have those little guardrails, I forget what they're called, but it's like the universe putting that up and be like, nope, 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 we're gonna point you in this direction. We're gonna keep you away from there. And so what I want you guys to know is that if you are quote unquote failing, it means you did something, okay? Like you can't fail by sitting on the couch. You fail because you put effort into something. You took steps forward and you didn't get the intended outcome or result, but that doesn't mean that you walked away empty-handed. Like most people perceive a failure and they're like, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. This is a sign that I can't do it, or it's just not gonna happen and I'm just not meant for it. When you guys, that could not be farther from the truth. So an example of that also in my life is, well, this very podcast you're listening to today. So you guys probably didn't know this, but 4.5 years ago, I actually launched my very first podcast on manifestation. It was called the Spiritual Savage Podcast. I'm sure it like exists somewhere on the internet today, but I honestly talked about probably the same exact things that I talk about today. And you know what, you guys, it got zero traction. Like I think I had 10 listeners and they were my boyfriend, my grandma, and pretty much any family and friends that were willing to support me. And I also had this accompanying Facebook page and this blog called Body, Mind, Spirit. And you guys, I wrote on this freaking blog every single weekday for a year. And it maybe got like 50 followers on Facebook. So if I took that experience at face value, this is what would have happened. I would have never tried again. The Manifest With Me podcast, as you know it, would have never existed. And I would have believed that I was just not cut out for this type of work. I could never be a content creator. I could never like grow any channels. And who knows where I would be today. So you guys, I want you to change what failure means to you. I want you guys to see it as a sign that you are taking steps forward. I want you to know that you cannot fail what you are being called towards. Just because one door closes, it doesn't mean there's not another one open. Sure, it might not be the one you thought it was going to be, but I can promise you guys, it's an even better one because it's going to lead you to an even better place. So allow yourself these quote unquote failures. Allow yourself to, you know, I don't know, accidentally burn the toast in the morning, or allow yourself to get a B instead of an A in the class. And I'm not saying to go out there and deliberately fail your test, okay? But I'm saying to notice the things that didn't go exactly your way, and notice how even when you got the B instead of the A, even when you made a little mistake, the world still spins, the sun still rises, and it's not the end of the world whatsoever. Your quote-unquote failures are not the end. They are a beginning for you. They are a sign that there are plenty more opportunities, that what's meant for you will not miss you, so keep going. Okay, fear number two, the fear of the unknown or the fear of uncertainty. So if you experience the fear of the unknown / uncertainty, then you might feel anxious when you don't know how your chosen path will unfold, when you don't know all the details or what it's going to look like. For example, me going to New York, I was like, where am I going to eat? How am I going to get to the airport? What's the airplane going to look like? What's my seating situation going to look like? All these little things. So what this could sound like for you is maybe you're saying to yourself, okay, I want to quit my job, but I don't know what I'll do after. How will I make money? How will I pay the bills? Or I've always wanted to move to a new city, but I'm anxious about not knowing anyone there and whether I'll be able to adapt to the new environment. Will I be able to make friends? Or I'm in a relationship that I know doesn't serve me anymore, but I'm afraid of being alone if I leave. What if I never find someone again? Or what if I never find happiness again? Or like, what will my new day-to-day life look like? Or, you know, I want to buy a home, but I'm really concerned about this housing market and interest rates. Like, what if it's a bad investment? What if something happens? What if there's a tsunami and then, you know, my house floods and all these things. And you guys, as a result of this fear, what tends to happen is that we try and control absolutely everything, every tiny detail. We try and predict every single scenario, which ultimately leads to stress, overwhelm, and burnout. Like, how many of you guys can relate to overthinking and analyzing every single decision or potential outcome? Like, I know that when my fear of uncertainty gets triggered, I'm usually spending way too much time trying to predict and control every detail, which ultimately leads to decision paralysis and inaction. Like, when we have this fear, we tend to make it mean, oh my gosh, I need to do everything in my power to make sure it will work out. I need to go do this and go do that, or else it's not gonna work. And that's because our ego is afraid of not being able to see 10 steps ahead. But you guys, I want to remind you that you don't need to see 10 steps ahead. I think I might have used this example in a previous episode, but if not, it's sort of like worrying about what you're going to eat for dinner in 72 days from today, when all you need to worry about is what you're going to eat tonight. Like, how ridiculous does that sound, you guys? If you're going around your day, oh my gosh, what am I going to eat for dinner in 72 days from now, in 73 days from now? That is what we're doing when the fear of uncertainty gets triggered. Obviously, we're like, we don't need to figure that out now. Like, that's future Kira's problem, you know? And so, for example, when I was going on this New York trip, I was telling you guys how I was super scared because I couldn't predict every single little detail, from the traffic conditions to where I would eat. And like, the night before, I ended up catching myself obsessively searching restaurants nearby, screenshotting different ones, looking up menus, looking up reservations, this and that. And you know what, you guys? The next morning, I woke up and I was in the mood for something completely different than I thought that I wanted the night before. So you know what I did? I found a place that did poached eggs, which I wanted, and then I went. And this all took 5 minutes. Like, how freaking easy was that? Like, in the morning, I just intuitively knew what I wanted, searched poached eggs near me, and then found a place 5 minutes away. Perfect. So easy. Why did I even worry? So you guys, when the fear of uncertainty starts creeping in, what always helps is remembering this. You do not need to figure out every little detail until the moment you need to. You do not need to figure everything out until the moment you actually need to, because you will discover the answers and the solutions exactly when they're required. A helpful technique I use to clear this fear is to first ground myself in the present moment. And I ask myself, is there anything that demands my attention right now? Is there any challenge that I am facing in this very moment right now? And chances are, you guys, in this present moment, there isn't. If you're contemplating moving to a new city, remind yourself that you haven't even moved yet. Stop overwhelming yourself with solving all of the future issues that might arise, because your sole responsibility is to just create a list of cities that you might be interested in. That's it. Or if you're pondering breaking up with someone, remind yourself that you haven't even taken that step yet. Your only task is to just outline the pros and cons, or just maybe talk to someone about how you're feeling. That's it. Because you guys, since this fear often stems from our ego's anticipation of the future, it is so important to redirect your focus back to the present moment. And by staying in the present, you can ease yourself of the burden of how uncomfy it is and empower yourself to make decisions with clarity and with confidence when the time is right. Like for me, I didn't need to figure out what I wanted for breakfast the night before, because in the morning, that's when I knew what I wanted. The night of, I was like, oh, well, I could go for French toast, I could go for a burrito, I could go for this. But in the morning, that's when I'm gonna be so much more clear about what I need to do. So really just focus on what is the first step that I need to take, okay? You don't need to see 10 steps ahead. You don't need to know what you're gonna have for dinner in 73 days from now. You just need to know what you're going to have for dinner tonight. And by doing this, you allow yourself to flow with the universe. You allow yourself to be guided. Trust in your intuitive knowing. Sometimes when I'm anxious about something, I'll be like, wait, that is tomorrow's Kira's problem. That is 1 week from now, Kira's problem. 1 week from now, Kira, she's gonna know exactly what to do with this. So I'm just gonna like leave it to her. And I'm not trying to say like push back decisions that need to be made or push back projects just because you don't wanna do them now. But there are legitimate things that you're worrying about that the current you, the present you, right now, you don't need to address. You don't need to take care of. So put that off of your plate. Fear number three, the fear of rejection or criticism, aka what will other people think of me? Okay, so what this might sound like for you guys is you might be saying, oh, I want to make a social media page, but what will my friends think of me? What will my in-laws think of me? What if I look dumb or stupid? Honestly, you guys, I get this one all the time, especially from you guys who want to create a TikTok page or like an Instagram page. Or another way this might manifest is you might be saying, I have a business idea for something that I'm really, really passionate about and I know could help a lot of other people, but I'm worried that my friends and family will think it's too risky or foolish. What if they don't support me? Or another way that this can be experienced is like you might be saying, you know, I really want to be myself. I want to express my authentic self, but I'm scared of rejection from potential romantic partners or friends. What if I open up and I get rejected because of who I truly am? In what happens when we experience this fear, the result is that we don't put ourselves out there and we do things to make ourselves look smaller, to hide ourselves from being seen, because we figure that, you know, if no one sees us, if no one hears our opinion, then we are safe because we don't even give people an opportunity to reject us in the first place. But what we're really doing when we do that, you guys, is that we are dimming our light. We are rejecting ourselves before we even give someone a chance to do so. And this is the negative consequence of allowing this fear to drive our behaviors. So for example, recently I have made it a goal, an intention for myself to start showing up more authentically on social media, to start just like talking about things that I am experiencing in life, things that I'm struggling with, insights that I'm having, and I'm sharing those things on my stories every single day. I'm like, okay, every day for the next few weeks or so, I'm gonna just talk to the camera, talk to my community, talk to you guys face to face instead of just put out these like, you know, cutesy videos or these 10 second videos. No, we're gonna like post these stories that are gonna be just a couple minutes long, but I am gonna go deeper. And you guys, I was really scared to do that. I had thoughts around like, oh, well, what if people don't like this? What if people think I'm dumb? What if people don't agree with me? And obviously I knew exactly what that was. I knew that those were the thoughts. That was the fear of rejection talking. That was the fear of being seen talking. And noticing that, you know, I kind of just did what I do with all my fears. I sat with it for a moment. I listened to it for a moment. I acknowledged it and understood, yeah, I can understand how putting yourself out there can be scary. It does make sense. You know, rejection can be painful. But at the same time, if we really want to be big, if we really want to express ourselves, amplify this message, like, Kira, if you want to be in your purpose, you got to put yourself out there. And this is such such a safe way to do it right now. Like, do it with the people who already know you. Do it with your community. Do it with your followers. It's not like you're going on a stage in front of a million random people. Like, this is the universe literally giving you that first step to prove to yourself that it is okay. It is safe. You can put yourself out there and still be loved and supported. And you guys, that is exactly what I ended up doing. Like, I was really scared because I ended up posting on Instagram a background on my story and a lot of what I struggled with and how it led me to where I am today and my passion and my purpose, which is to be an example of what is possible for you guys. And you guys, I was so incredibly shocked, so incredibly grateful by how much support, how much love, just so many positive words that were said to me as a result of me putting myself out there. Like, people were like, oh my gosh, I absolutely love this. Thank you so much for sharing. Or even when I was posting on, or even when I'm showing my face on my stories, people were like, oh my gosh, why haven't you done this sooner? I love this. Please post these more. And you guys, I could have never imagined that feedback, because for the longest time ever, I was so scared to do it until I did it. And now it's so easy. So the way that I basically got over this fear, and the way that I know you guys will, is literally exposure therapy. The more you put yourself out there, the easier it's gonna get. And I'm not telling you guys to go from, you know, not having a social media account to all of a sudden do Instagram lives every day, but just make the first step and keep taking one step forward and forward and forward until all of a sudden the thing you thought was so scary is now a normal to you. Fear number four, the fear of loss. What this fear typically sounds like is, what if I invest in that coaching program and I don't make my money back and I just wasted $5,000? Or, I want to commit to a long-term relationship, but what if it doesn't work out and I just lose a bunch of time and my youth is spent wasted? Or, I've been offered this really exciting job opportunity in a new city, but I'm scared to leave my current job and life behind. What if the new job doesn't live up to my expectations and I regret leaving? And what happens when we have the fear of loss is we tend to get into like this decision paralysis, or we get into this mode where we're trying to maximize the benefits, like getting the best of both worlds from each situation, to the point where it doesn't allow us to go all in on one path. So we kind of have one foot in this door, one foot in the other door. It's like, if you're scared of leaving your 9-to-5 job to start your business, you're like, oh, I'm gonna keep working my 9-to-5 job and I'm gonna keep working in my business. But because you're so freaking exhausted from your 9-to-5 job, the energy you're putting into your business isn't 100%. It's not coming from a place of excitement, of gratitude, because your energy is just like, oh, I have to do this. I'm so busy all the time, blah, blah, blah. Like, my life is so hard. And that ultimately prevents you guys from moving forward, moving in total alignment with where you wanna go. So the way to clear this, again, reframing this fear, reframing the underlying belief, because loss comes from a place of scarcity. Loss comes from a place of fear. Your higher self isn't afraid of loss. Love isn't afraid of loss. That is something that is your ego expressing. So what if you guys thought of it this way? You do not lose, you only gain. I do not lose, I only gain. So for example, when I was debating investing in a coach, I knew that it was time for me to work with a coach. I knew I was being called to step up. I knew I was being called to go to the next level. And I knew that I wanted to work with a very specific person. But I also knew that she would be very expensive. It would be a very large time and financial investment. And I just did not know if I was ready for that, because I was like, well, what if I spend $9,000 and I don't make it back? What if I just waste this the next 6 months of my life? What if I don't end up making an ROI on this? And obviously, you guys, I knew that was fear talking. I knew that was ego talking. And for me, I don't let fear in the driver's seat. I don't let it control my decisions. I let it inform my decisions, of course. I listen to it, of course. But it's not gonna make the decision at the end of the day. And so obviously you guys might already know this, but I was like, I'm gonna work with her. I knew it. I knew that is exactly what I needed, because I tried to prolong it, you guys. I actually really did. I think I told my boyfriend, I was like, I need to work with Marley, like 5 months before I started working with Marley. And I would keep saying it and keep saying it. And finally he was like, when are you gonna work with her? And I was like, I don't know, I'm just scared. And he's like, honestly, like, just do it. And so a lot of things in my life happened where finally I reached an enough is enough point and I was like, all right, we got to do this. We got to do this, you guys. And literally when I invested in this program, it was so aligned that when I spent the, I think it was like almost $9,000 that it was, I was so excited because I knew that money was gonna come back to me because I knew that for every dollar I spend, I get an ROI. I get a return on investment. I knew that every dollar I spend comes back to me multiplied. Any money I release will come back to me multiplied. And you guys know how I feel about releasing and receiving. They're both such important components. You cannot receive if you don't know how to release. So I released that with joy, with gratitude. And you guys, the week I started working with her, I made that money back times three. Okay, so I was like, of course, duh, like I am always being supported. So I want you guys to think about where this fear is coming from, because this fear you're gonna find is coming from ego. Then I want you guys to reframe this fear. How can you start practicing that belief that you do not lose, you only gain? Look back at times in your life where you thought you lost something and ask yourself, what did I gain? Start reprogramming your brain to see all the things that you are gaining every moment in life. Even when it seems like you're not, you are. All right, friends, last but not least, oh my gosh, I did not know this episode was gonna be this long, but there were just like so many good things to talk about. So let's end it off with fear number five, the fear of success. So the fear of success is very interesting because you wouldn't at first think it's a fear. You're like, wait, what? But this is when we unconsciously close the doors to success. We unconsciously tend to push it away because we perceive it as more work, more responsibility, more effort. And our ego is like, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. I want to stay in my comfort zone. I want to be safe. I want to be secure. Because your ego wants your life to be nice. It wants your life to be easy, breezy, beautiful. And so the idea of a massive win can threaten that. And what this could sound like for you is if you're saying, okay, I want to be an entrepreneur, but being an entrepreneur comes with a lot of responsibilities. I'm not sure I can handle the pressure. Or you might be saying, you know, success means that things will change. And I'm not that comfortable with change. I'd rather stay exactly where I am. And although you guys might not consciously be saying this, a lot of times internally, that is what we're saying. We are afraid of change. We're afraid of something getting disrupted. We're afraid of perceived effort. And I say perceived effort because in reality, the effort isn't actually as high or as intimidating as we think it is. So as a result of this fear, what we tend to do is we create this invisible barrier for ourselves. We get really comfortable with where we're at and we feel like we just cruise and cruise and cruise until something happens and then we realize, oh shoot, like I can't keep living like this anymore. I gotta step it up. So for example, you guys, when I hit my first 40K month, I think it was last year, I was so freaking excited. I was like, oh my gosh, this feels so great. I have money. I'm a rich girl now, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't really have to do the inner work. I'm done with my manifestations. I'm done with my journey. I can just lay low from the meditations a little bit, or I can just not read that book anymore. And you know what started happening, you guys? Slowly and slowly, month by month, my earnings started dropping and dropping and dropping until I found them for 3 months straight, averaging 13K. And I was like, what the heck happened? How do we go from like 40, 40, 30, 30, 20, 20, 13, 13, 13? I was like, there is something weird happening here. And this is what led me to actually pull the trigger and start working with my coach, Marley. And in our first session, she had said to me, okay, I think I know why this is happening. And so basically, she had let me know. She was like, you know, you said it first and foremost. You got comfortable with where you were at. You kind of were like, okay, I put in my work, my time, my effort. I have done the inner work. I'm just going to sit back and relax now. And basically, the universe starts taking away things to get your attention. And now you're finally at a point where you're finally listening and you're like, oh, wait. Oh wait, I gotta pay attention to something. And for me, that message that the universe was sending me in that moment was, Kira, girl, you had your fun, but you can't get comfy because you gotta step it up. And I think the entire time I knew that I was being called to continue my journey, to show up bigger and better and serve more people on social media. But for me, that was scary because it came with a lot of responsibilities. It was like, oh my gosh, you know, like in order to do that, I gotta put myself out there. I gotta work on some stuff. I gotta heal some stuff. And I just didn't know if I was ready for that at that moment. Like I just wanted to be a little comfortable. And you guys, that is okay. Like we will always go through periods where we might be doing a lot more work, a lot more inner work in one moment, and then we might be relaxing a little in the next moment, and then repeat that cycle. But for me, I was like taking a really long break. And so of course the universe is going to be like, girl, this is not your purpose. Let's get you back in alignment. Let's get you back on track, because you know, you have said to us, you want to do big things. You want to live in your purpose. You want to be an example of what is possible. You want to be an expander for others. And quite frankly, you're not doing that. So we're going to start taking away things to get your attention, to get you back into that energy. And you guys, that is exactly what happened. The second I realized that, the second I started working on it, the second I got back into my practice, my journey, that is when things started changing for me. My relationship to social media, videos started blowing up, contracts started coming in, and I am now like, okay, thank you, universe, for that reminder. It was a little tough to go through, but now I know what I am meant to do. We are back on track. We are ready for more. So if you are struggling with the fear of success, then what I want you to know is that, yes, it can be scary to be called towards something bigger, to be called to step up, to be called to level up. It's going to come with some unknowns. It might come with some challenges. But if you are experiencing this, if you are being called forward, then you are ready for that. You are well equipped with the tools, with the resources, with the entire freaking power and guidance of the universe, of source, of God backing you. There is nothing to be afraid of, you guys. And this applies to every single fear we just covered today, okay? Because again, fear is always gonna be something that is in your car with you. Your fear, you can choose to either let in the driver's seat, or you can choose to be a passenger princess where sure, they might try and give you some directions, they might try and give you some tips, they might be freaking out from time to time, but you do not have to let it drive the car. You are in the driver's seat, okay? So I'm going to end it there. I'm not going to take much more of your guys' time, but thank you so much for listening to today's episode. You guys, I would honestly be so grateful if you have the time to please rate, review, and or share the podcast with someone who you think would benefit. It always makes me so happy when you guys screenshot and share the podcast on your stories, or even just DM me and like let me know how you felt about the podcast. It makes so much of a difference to me, and I am just so grateful for you guys being here and listening. I feel like I am just so appreciative of you guys for letting me be in my purpose, letting me help you through my experiences, through the things that I have lived through, and hopefully the mistakes that I've made, the challenges that I've made, the fears that I've let control me, hopefully that makes it easier for you to not have to experience those things. I love you guys so much. I will talk to you next time.